Everybody, don't speak. Johnny Storm, news you're not supposed to speak about. Well, they won't be talking about this one anywhere soon. RealClearHealth.info. RealClearHealth.info came up with this one. And it's awesome. If you don't know what jury nullification is, I suggest you find out. Because it is our last ditch defense when a case like this goes to trial. It's a way for we the people to override unjust laws that are on the books, especially those regarding cannabis. It's a medicine. Jury nullifies Georgia weed law, finds man not guilty despite admittedly growing marijuana. So, Giovanni Mandrea McCoy is an American medical marijuana patient in a state where the plant is still illegal and was recently in court facing charges of possession and manufacturing. McCoy grew cannabis for his own personal consumption to treat severe headaches and other pain that he suffered since he spent 2 weeks in a coma in 2003 after being severely beaten. Instead of attempting to fight the case on the grounds that the evidence against him was wrong, McCoy instead argued that the laws were wrong. He was honest about his experience and his medical use of cannabis during the trial, and the jury acquitted his case despite the evidence against him. McCoy's lawyer, Catherine Bernard, said that McCoy is not the type of person who belongs behind bars. The jury appreciated his honesty throughout the case, including testimony at trial and statements to police, and recognized that a good, hard-working man living a quiet life and not bothering anyone didn't deserve a felony conviction for his actions. Amen to that. This is just the most recent case of a jury nullification victory for cannabis users, but this strategy is becoming increasingly popular. For those who do not know, jury nullification is basically the right for any juror to not only judge the facts of the case, but to also actually judge the validity of the law itself. This means that if a jury feels that a defendant is facing an unjust charge, they actually have the right to rule in the defendant's favor, even if they're technically guilty under the court standards. Now, I'll stop there for a second. You see, a judge will never instruct a jury about this. So this is why we all need to educate ourselves on how to use it. And essentially, it's just you voting not guilty, even though you know. These jurors knew that this guy was growing weed. But they also knew it was for medical use. And that he was harming no one. He wasn't selling it to kids. He wasn't out in the street corner slinging it to anybody else either. It was for his own use, medical use. And it shouldn't matter. 21 or over? Come on, man. Booze is so much worse. All right. Concerning the fact that most of the nonviolent offenses on the books today are extremely unpopular for a variety of reasons, you would think that jury nullification would be household knowledge or even taught in the schools. However, this is a very well-guarded secret, with many judges actually preventing the defense from informing juries of their right to nullify laws that they feel are unjust. In fact, in 2016, the New Hampshire House became the first state in the nation to consider a bill that would require courts to inform juries of their right to vote not guilty when the verdict would produce an unjust result. Attorney Catherine Bernard could not immediately be reached for comment, but posts on her Facebook page suggest that the judge attempted to block her from discussing jury nullification in court. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is all too common. Yeah, well, there it is. It is sadly common for judges to prevent talk of jury nullification in their courtrooms. As cannabis activist Ed Fortune, a.k.a. New Jersey Weed Man, learned during one of his jury nullification victories. So, I'll put the link to this in the description as always, but praise God for jury nullification, folks. Like I said, if you don't know what it is, it's very simple. It's just you voting not guilty when you're on a jury, even though you know the defendant's guilty of the crime that he's charged with, but it's an unjust law, like the cannabis laws that are on the books now. This man would have had the rest of his life ruined. For doing what? For growing a harmless plant for his medicine? Unbelievable. All right, well, jury nullification won this round. Let's keep it going. God bless, take care. Johnny Storm, don't speak.